Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of English. I'm your host, Charles Becker, coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. English Pronunciation Pod is for anybody who wants to improve their pronunciation of English. Transcripts of our lessons are available at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. In this week's podcast, we're going to learn how to pronounce the vowel O with a standard American accent. Most languages of the world have an O sound. However, the O in most languages of the world is actually quite different than the American O. The focus of today's lesson is learning how to pronounce O with a standard American accent. You're going to learn how to position your tongue, lips, and jaw so that your O sounds just like an American's. This lesson will also help you to be able to understand and hear the difference between the O in your native language and the American O. Let's begin by going over the rules of articulation for O. O is a combination of A plus U. We're going to blend A plus U to make O. So you want to begin with your tongue in a relaxed position, very much like that of the schwa, U. We're also going to relax our jaw and begin with our lips very relaxed and open. Think of the starting position for this vowel like the position somebody's mouth is in when they're sleeping. Somebody who breathes through their mouth while they're asleep. Very open and relaxed. And from this open and relaxed position, we're going to move into the tense position of U. So to move into U, you're going to move your tongue back and up. The back portion of your tongue is going to rise and go as far back as possible. The front portion, the tip, remains flat. As your tongue goes up and back, lips are going to move forward into a pucker, into almost like a kissing position. Your jaw begins relaxed and somewhat open and gradually closes. Now let's try blending a into u in order to produce O. We'll start by breaking the vowel into two parts. Please listen and repeat. Now let's put those two parts together slowly. Please listen and repeat. O. O. Now let's try it at a normal rate of speech. O. O. As I mentioned before, there is a subtle difference between the international O and the American O. When you're pronouncing the American O, it's important to remember to begin in the open and relaxed position. The most common mistake I see students make is that they begin with their lips too tight and too tense. So I recommend that you use a mirror to check your position when you start. Looking in the mirror, make sure that your mouth is somewhat open and your lips are relaxed. From that open and relaxed position, move into U. Tension comes only at the very end of the sound when you're finishing in U. Another common mistake that you want to avoid is not moving your tongue far back enough into U. I often hear students pronounce O like U. So they have the first part, but not the second part. A word like most might sound like must. Now that vowel doesn't exist in English, so it can be confusing to the listener. So be sure that you finish the vowel. Be sure that you finish the second half of the vowel, the U. Bring your tongue all the way back. In general, be aware that American vowels often require a lot more movement and tension than vowels in other languages. Now let's practice some key words which contain the O sound. Please listen and repeat. Pay careful attention to the rules of articulation we discussed before. Home. Close. No. Don't. Most. Road. Boat. Coat. Coast. Show. Own. Throw. As you can see, O can be spelled in a variety of ways. Future podcasts will focus on the most common and exceptional spelling patterns of O. The focus of this week's podcast is to learn how to position your tongue, lips, and jaw correctly to produce O. Next, we're going to practice some common American expressions and idioms which contain the O sound. Please listen and repeat. I'd like to make a toast. How much do I owe? Don't blow it. Take a load off. As you can see, there's a subtle difference between the American O and the O sound found in most languages around the world. Perhaps you've been substituting the O sound from your native language for the American O. But it's never too late to change. With the right amount of practice and training, you can begin to say O with an American accent. Changing the way you speak means practicing regularly. If you can find just 10 or 15 minutes a day to practice the new sounds, you'll begin to hear some differences in the way that you speak. It's important to have good training materials. That's why I recommend Best Accent Training MP3s. Best Accent Training MP3s are a full English pronunciation course in MP3 format. Hours of training exercises that you can put on your MP3 player and take with you wherever you go. Best Accent Training MP3s, available for download at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. From New York, this is Charles Becker saying thank you for joining us and see you next time.